Listening to episode number 1858 of the Who Cares News for Tuesday, November 17th, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Good morning.
It's Taco Tuesday. Pretty excited about that. I'm more excited about it being Taco Tuesday. I'm almost as excited as being around Halle Berry. I mean, that's how excited I am.
And imagine if Halle Berry was holding a taco.
I've thought that several times in my life. Just seconds ago. I got some random facts for us today. You're going to love them.
Let's do it.
Harrison Ford's pay for doing the first Star Wars was... $10,000. That's it.
Wow.
$10,000.
Well, 75, 76,
well, now,
they're making
second.
It. That was a long time
I know,
ago.
But Return of the Jedi, 1983, $500,000. Still not a whole lot of money.
Still not a whole lot.
For being Harrison Ford. Now, Force Awakens, $20 million.
Yeah.
Oh, spoiler
My
alert.
My, how times have changed.
They killed him off in that movie. Damn it.
You had to bring that up, didn't you? You just had to.
There are still approximately 1.6 million Americans who don't have indoor plumbing. Now, that's a random fact for today.
Really?
And they use an outhouse or a hole in the ground.
Wow.
My God. See? Be thankful for what you got.
True.
Even a broken toilet like I have at my house. The U.S. Constitution is the only constitution from the 1700s that's still in use today. I don't know what to think about that. Every other country has one that's more recent.
Well, on one hand, that would be, I get it. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, it depends on who's going to rewrite it.
That's true.
And the problems that
it ain't
arise.
Happening here in the United States. That ain't happening.
That's
too
scary right now.
Philadelphia, speaking of the city of brotherly love in our history, only city that's had four major sports teams in a championship game in the same year. It was 1980.
Wow.
The Phillies were in the World Series. The Eagles were in the Super Bowl. The 76ers were in the NBA Finals. And the Flyers were in the Stanley Cup Finals.
Wow.
But only the Phillies won the title. Everybody else lost. Unlike this year in Los Angeles. Holla, I'm saying. Dodgers. Lakers. They're talking about doing like a split shirt. And a t-shirt.
Showing. I've seen it.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Take that, Philadelphia. All right. It's I'm terrible. It's time for the Who Cares News.
Send your cards and letters to you.
Yeah. What's going on?
Today is Unfriend Day, which I think...
I know, right? What is that?
That doesn't sound very happy.
Well, it's been like 10 years, apparently. How long has Facebook been around?
Well,
and then
however,
you've got 10 years for an Unfriend Day.
In some ways, it can be very healthy. If you look at it and say, man, this is a toxic person, I need to unfriend them.
Cathartic.
Yeah.
Cathartic. Okay. I get it.
I got a couple on my Facebook.
But it seems so rude.
It seems rude. But it, you know, on my Facebook stuff, there's a couple that I'd be like, well, I got permission today. Not tomorrow, but I can do it today.
See, I'm kind of one of those, like, I'm kind of insecure, so I need all the friends I can get.
Secure, insecure.
And I don't want to
unfriend. Is that another name
anybody
for narcissistic?
Well, that's true. I'm sorry.
Egomaniac.
I can spell narcissism. Okay. I can.
Now, coincidentally, Miley Cyrus and ex Cody Sampson, they've decided not to just unfriend each other, but they've unfollowed each other as well on social media.
Oh, now that's even worse. You've unfriended,
right?
You've unfollowed, and it's an unthing. OMG.
Because, you know, yet another sign that making our life's little milestones Instagram official is becoming the norm.
So unfollowing on Instagram is Instagram official. They've made Instagram unofficial by unfollowing each other.
And all the Instagrammers go, oh, did you see?
I know, right?
So now fans.
So important.
They noticed that Miley unfollowed her ex-boyfriend on Instagram earlier this month.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a mere 3 months after the couple, you know.
Well, so she actually left. I think I read something somewhere where she said, hey, don't get all dramatic. I mean, you might see us together. Having a pizza. We're still good friends. We've known each other for 10 years.
Then why unfollow?
I know, right? And then she unfollowed his ass. And so I think that's probably what happened.
Maybe like she doesn't want to see him with another person.
I don't know. Who cares? Huh. I don't get it. I don't get why she divorced what's his name. I don't get anything she does.
I know. I don't either.
You know?
Yeah.
Though she did sing a duet with Dolly Parton for a Christmas album. Haven't heard it yet. Have you?
Not yet.
Yeah, I might have to listen to that. And she's kind of not going against the Hannah Montana thing now that Disney's waving money in front of her face to co-produce a new Hannah Montana series. She's waving money.
Maybe
waving
they'll reboot money. Hannah Montana.
They're going to. That's part of the deal.
Oh.
Yeah.
Lordy geez.
And she's involved. She's involved.
Yeah. Of course.
And she was so like, oh, I hate that. That's my that terrible image. I hate Disney. Blah, blah, blah. And then they waved a bunch of money in front of her nose. And then
right.
It's like, oh, I know. We could do a Hannah Montana reboot.
And you think they would disassociate
I'd like
themselves
to see
with her.
Hannah Montana behind the scenes. Where, you know, Miley is getting stoned all the time when she's not Hannah Montana. That's the show I want to see, by God. That's the show. I don't want to see it. I'm joking. Kinda. No, but you know, it's like Britney Spears. Ryan Gosling had nothing bad to say about the Mickey Mouse Club.
And
neither is Justin Timberlake.
Right.
They're just quiet about it.
Then you have Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera.
Christina didn't say anything bad about Disney.
No, she didn't.
No. Are any of those guys really huge now? Justin Timberlake's still huge, kind of. Ryan Gosling is a A-minus lister.
Yeah.
You know, he had potential.
Britney's a
but
minus.
I think La La Land ruined that for him.
I still haven't seen the whole movie. You love it.
I do love it. It wasn't because of the acting. It was because of the prancing. Right. And the locations.
What it made you
shot on location all right. over Los Angeles, which is huge to me because this is my home.
And I like a good musical. It just wasn't cranking my plow. Hey, what happens when you cross the so-called youngest billionaire and a holiday classic?
I don't know what.
Why, you get Kylie's Grinch's collection. That's
no!
what.
Oh, what?
I grew up watching The Grinch. My daughter makes me watch The Grinch every night. So this is very exciting for me.
Oh, my God. No.
Yes, this is what Kylie said as she unveiled the products on her Instagram story. And hey, who doesn't want to wear Grinch green makeup this holiday?
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. I threw up a little bit in my
mouth. Do you think that neon green is a good look on eyeshadow? I don't know.
No. Not at any time. No.
You're not going to run right out and
nopers
buy that stuff,
and the
huh?
nopes. Nopes okay. and the nopes.
Hey, don't forget, you can hear us every Monday through Friday right here on Boss Boss Radio. You can get the podcast afterwards, you know, so you can listen again. And who
Naturally.
Wouldn't want to? Or you can catch our Christmas show during the holidays over on thatchristmaschannel.com. I think I got all the plugs in. Let me check. Yep. And yep. Yep, okay. We're good. Back tomorrow. More frivolity. Have a good one, and
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.